Scudi Valley presents The Dream Show.
My time is your time. Your time is my time.
No other shampoo. Only Dream Shampoo with hair conditioner leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Hello, Dream Show, Rudy Valley speaking. Use Dream Shampoo. Be a Lana Turner. When you go to a date, you won't have to sit in the corner.
Greetings, Rudy, my little man with the built-in commercial. This is your perennial house guest, Monty Woolley.
You coming over with Mr. Sinatra?
What?
Are you coming over with Frank Sinatra?
No, unfortunately, Rudy, Frank will not be with us tonight. He's doing a broadcast for the Army's Command Performance Program, which is being beamed to the boys overseas.
Well, that's too bad.
However, don't worry, my boy. I will be over to the studio in a few minutes. I have an idea for your program that is simply inspirational.
Well, what is it?
Well, I'll tell you when I get there. Goodbye.
Frank Duvall, you and Truman Bradley take over for a moment, will you? I wonder what Mr. Woolley has in mind.
While we're waiting for Mr. Woolley, I have a glamour tip that will interest the ladies. There's an aura of loveliness about any woman whose hair is shining with beauty. And for glistening, lovely tresses, I heartily recommend Dream Shampoo with Hair Conditioner. Ah, what a crown of glory your hair can be with such luster, such silky burnished highlights. It's a fact, you know, that dull, lifeless hair could be caused just by the shampoo you're using. Most shampoos are nothing but liquid soap, really. And soap of any kind leaves a dulling film on the hair. Not green. Why, green actually reveals up to 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. Green removes every trace of unsightly dandruff the very first time you use it. And this new improved green contains a wonderful hair conditioner that leaves your hair far easier to manage right after shampooing. No other shampoo, only Dream Shampoo with Hair Conditioner, leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Oh, there you are, Mr. Woolley. What is this inspirational idea you were talking about?
Now, patience, but add patience. Do you mind if I take over the microphone?
Well, no.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the customary procedure on the Dream Show to take you to Rudy Valley's home. Tonight, however, we are presenting something a bit different. Throughout this play, I act as narrator, sort of an Orson Welles. You may remember that Mr. Welles once frightened the entire nation with a certain program. Well, tonight we have a program that will frighten Orson Welles. Ladies and gentlemen, Dream now presents The Earth's Revenge on Mars. The life of Rudy Valley. To gather material for the life of Mr. Valley, we read such sources as Who's Who, Nelson's Lives of Great Americans, the Yale Yearbook, the Farmer's Almanac, and Forever Amber. The last mention had nothing to say about Valley, but it made very interesting reading. However, our chief source of information, our principal guide for tonight's story, was Rudy Valley's personal diary. It is to this intimate and revealing book that we turn for an insight into the character, personality, and background of that phenomenon of Americana, Rudy Valley. Now let us open the diary and turn to the first entry on page one. It says, "Dear Diary, this day will go down as one of the great dates in history. Today I was born." Modest little cherub. Her dad says that everyone in Maine is talking about my arrival.
Morning, Betsy.
Morning, Matilda. Have you heard the news? They have a new baby boy over at the Valley.
Yes, I heard about it. Are you going over to see him?
Not me. They're charging admission.
Oh. Oh, look, here comes Mr. Valley now, wheeling a baby buggy.
Talk about Rudy, mighty like a rose. When you grow up, you'll sing through your nose.
Morning, Mr. Mr. Valley.
Good morning, ladies.
May we see the baby?
Certainly. Here, I'll pull the blanket down.
I think he's the cutest little thing I ever saw. Coochie, coochie, coo. Mr. Valley, he's awfully cute. Is he a bottle baby?
No, we feed him through a megaphone.
Oh, my goodness, he's crying. Maybe a penny's sticking here.
Oh, nonsense. I know how to quiet him. I'll just put his megaphone in his mouth, like this.
Hi-ho, everybody.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, was Valley the infant. The joys of babyhood, laughing and gurgling and, the joys of babyhood.
Mr. Woolley, were you ever a baby?
Of course I was a baby.
Well, what do you know?
As a matter of fact, Mr. Valley, I once won a cup for being the most beautiful baby in New York.
Mr. Woolley, I don't like to correct you, but in those days, wasn't it known as New Amsterdam?
Where were you? Oh, yes. Dear Diary, I am now 6 years old. I am going to school. I am learning many things. Well, let's go back to the little red schoolhouse in our town where Rudy Valley first wrote on his slate, 2 + 2 = 3.5. Even in those days, he drove a hard bargain.
Quiet, children. Quiet. Class will come to order.
Good morning, teacher. Look, I brought you an apple.
Ooh, a nice, juicy apple. Thank you, Rudy. All right, you may go back and sit down now.
Not till I get a receipt.
Sit down, Rudy. I do declare. Rudy, are you prepared for your history lesson?
Yes, teacher.
Very well. How many states are there?
48.
What state do we live in?
Maine.
And who is our president?
Alfred M. Landon.
That's right. And don't let anybody tell you different.
And thus Rudy started his education and slowly approached adolescence. Very slowly. His little sandals changed into shoes, his knickers changed into long trousers, his little blouse changed into a shirt. And then one day, they discovered that Rudy Valley had a voice.
My time is your time.
And then his voice changed.
My time is your time.
But not enough. And now back to our diary. Every diary has its page of black, its chapter best forgotten, its entry tinged with grief. And so we read, Dear Diary. Oh, no, I can't do it here, Rudy. You read it.
Dear Diary, today I got my first saxophone.
Thank you, Rudy. And now, ladies and gentlemen, a special treat. We have here in the studio the man responsible for the whole thing. I tell you his name, but he prefers to be known as Mr. X. Mr. X, would you say a few words to the radio audience about how you taught Rudy Valley to play the saxophone?
I didn't do it! Don't let them get me! Please!
Take it away, boys. Well, sir, our town hasn't changed much, but Rudy has. Rudy is now 17, the snappiest kid in town. There he goes into his father's drugstore. And now to help us to a better understanding of the beautiful butterfly we know today as Rudy Valley, let us examine Rudy the caterpillar. The sheik of the town who used his curly hair to tease little girls into buying ice cream sodas. There's his favorite girlfriend, Irene Ryan, going into the store.
Hi, Rudy.
As the big goat said the little goat, hi, kid.
You always say such clever things.
I'll say, as the drawing said when it fell in the fire, I'm a hot sketch. Well, Irene, what do you have?
Well, I think I'll take a hot fudge sundae.
You take a hot fudge sundae? What are you taking Monday? Get it, Irene?
Gee, you're clever, Rudy.
You tell him, Central, I got your number. Say, Irene, how about a dromedary?
A dromedary?
A date. Get it? Gee, Irene, you're the cat's meow.
Oh, I'll bet don't you tell that to all the girls.
No, I don't know all the girls. Scrape me a peach and call me Fuzzy.
Look, how about my hot fudge sundae?
You'll get it, but what about that date tonight?
Well, maybe. What are we going to do?
Ask me no questions and I'll tell you no lies.
Gee, Rudy, how do you think of those things?
Oh, I got a trillion of them.
Well, I'll go out with you tonight, Rudy, if you'll take me to the picture show.
What are they showing?
It's a picture called Goodbye Again and Again and Again, starring the one and only Monty Woolley. Gee, Rudy, he's the bee's knees.
Oh, Monty Woolley Bourgeois, what's he got anyway?
What's he got? Rudy, he's got the loveliest beard I've ever seen.
Yes, but can he sing through it?
Gee, remember him in Holy Matrimony? Gosh, when he lifted his left eyebrow to Gracie Fields and said, I love you, do you understand? You are mine, mine, mine. It did something to me emotionally.
It did?
Yes. I got so excited I asked a gumdrop to remove her hat and I bit the lady in front of me. How about it, Rudy? Will you take me to see Monty Woolley?
All right, Sheba, but how about walking you home right now?
Well, how about my hot fudge sundae?
Oh, forget it. Let's go down by Jasper's Creek, down by Lover's Lane.
But what will you do when we get down there?
That's for me to know and for you to find out.
Well, if I go, will you take me in your arms just like you did last night?
Yep.
And kiss me?
Yep.
The way only you, Rudy Valley, can kiss?
Ow.
I think I'll stay here and have the hot fudge sundae.
So that's the way the great vagabond lover started out, eh, Valley?
Well, Mr. Woolley, you see, in those days,
beaten out by a hot fudge sundae. Now, if I had been Rudy Valley in that drugstore when Irene Ryan walked in, why, I'd have...
Hello, Rudy.
Greetings, Irene, my fair princess.
Huh?
I'm a little wood nymph, my water sprite. Thou art beautiful standing there in thy silvern robe, while Cupid's inexorable dart pierces my tender heart. Irene, the lion.
Why, Rudy, how you've changed.
Changed, my love?
Yes. I've never noticed those big bags under your eyes before.
Well, Irene, what'll you have?
Sunday.
Anything your fair heart desires. What do you have for a chaser? My sweet, there will be a lover's moon tonight. Let it be our moon. Let it light our love. Leave us stroll down by Jasper's Creek.
No, I want to go to the picture show. They got a picture starring Monty Woolley.
Monty Woolley. My child, let us not speak of the sublime.
Gee, I saw him in Holy Matrimony last week. And gee, he did something to me when he lifted his left eyebrow to Gracie Fields and said, I love you. You're mine. Do you understand? Mine. Mine. Mine.
Something rather like this. I love you. You're mine. Do you understand? Mine. Well?
Ah, Rudy, you and your corny imitations.
Corny imitations, eh? Come here, wench, and I'll show you the meaning of love. I'll take you in my arms like this.
Oh.
And I'll press my burning lips to yours like this.
Oh.
And this. And this. And this. Well?
Take that hot fudge sundae.
Oh. The dear diary, today I entered Yale. And so on a beautiful autumn day, there was admitted to Yale University Rudy Valley, a gentleman and a scholar. Three fine lads. Rudy's college days were happy ones. How swiftly the years rolled by. The first year.
I'm a freshman.
The second year.
I'm a sophomore.
The third year.
I'm a sophomore.
The fourth year.
I'm a sophomore.
The fifth year.
I'm a freshman again.
What a student he was. Reminds me of my own college days. Gad, how I used to study. Late at night with nothing but my little alcohol lamp. It was a real friend to me, that little alcohol lamp. I used to scrape together my last few pennies and buy a gallon of alcohol, and we'd split it between us. Sometimes I could only afford half a gallon. Then I'd have to study in the dark. Farewell, though. Oh, yes. Rudy Valley at Yale. Rudy made quite a name for himself at Yale. He became cheerleader. He organized his own band, and his saxophone and megaphone were in demand at every campus party.
I'm in love with you, honey. Say you love me too, honey. No one else will do, honey. Seems funny, but it's loved you from the start, honey. Bless your little heart, honey. Every day would be so sunny, honey, with you. I'm in love with you, honey. Say you love me too, honey. No one else will do, honey. Seems funny, but it's true. Loved you from the start, honey. Bless your little heart, honey. Every day would be so sunny, honey.
The best singer on the campus. You sure do sing keen.
Gee, thanks, Betty.
And you dance keen, too.
Gee, thanks, Betty.
Gee, you college men are so intelligent.
Yeah.
I think intelligence is keen.
Intelligence is swell.
I'll bet you like philosophy.
Philosophy is swell.
Tell me about psychology.
Psychology is swell.
What do you think of the international situation?
It's keen.
Gee. Sometimes I just starve for intelligent conversations like this.
They're swell.
Well, Rudy's left our town. He's on his way to New York. There he is, fresh out of college with a megaphone in one hand, a dented saxophone in the other, and a determined will to make good on the great white way. And thus Rudy Valley arrives in New York. New York is taken by storm. And so, dripping wet, Rudy was ready for his career. In his diary a month later, we note the following observations. Dear diary, no luck today. Things are pretty tough. And a few days later, dear diary, I think I'll give up singing and go back home. Now we're getting somewhere. What's this? Dear diary, I finally got a break. The Connecticut Yankees and I begin an engagement at the Hi-Ho Club. At last, this is my big chance.
For some girls are quickly forgotten and gone with the dawn of the day. But some you remember like last glowing embers haunting your memory and dreams. For I'm just a vagabond lover in search of a sweetheart, it seems. And I know that someday I'll discover her, the girl of my vagabond dreams. We'll be so happy, we'll always sing, if we'll remember one little thing. A little kiss each morning, a little kiss each night. Who cares if hard luck may be ahead? An empty cover, a crust of bread, a little kiss each morning, a little kiss each night. Dreams may disappoint us, as they often do. Bring your tears to me, dear. I'll bring mine to you. Though hair so golden may turn to gray, I'll call you sweetheart and always say a little kiss each morning, a little kiss each night.
Rudy's success was immediate. His rise meteoric. New York was taken by storm. Must have been the rainy season. And thus a star was born. Offers, contracts, personal appearances, and finally the crowning achievement. Hollywood calls Rudy Vallee. Rudy enters Hollywood in triumph. Hollywood is taken by storm. I said Hollywood is taken by storm. Oh, well, you know California. And thus, Rudy Vallee became an institution in the American home. And in just a moment, we'll show you the Rudy Vallee known only to his intimates. Rudy Vallee, the host.
And during that moment, ladies, may I remind you of the unique combination of beauty advantages you find only in Dreen shampoo with hair conditioner. Dreen actually reveals up to 33% more luster than any soap shampoos. It never leaves any dulling film on the hair. And now that this new improved Dreen contains a marvelous hair conditioner, it leaves your hair far smoother, silkier, easier to manage right after shampooing. Whether you wash your hair at home or go to your favorite beauty shop, insist on Dreen. No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioner, leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Dear Diary, I'm so excited. Monty Woolley arrives in Maine today, and he's going to visit me at my lodge. I sent the car for him, and bird noises, car up, and speak to break.
Well, Mr. Woolley, here we are at the lodge.
Ah, thank you, Ralph. It certainly was nice of Rudy to send the car to meet the train.
Ah, yes, Mr. Vallee thinks of everything.
Yes. Imagine him sending his car all the way in from Portland.
Ah, yes, Mr. Valley's like that. Well, that'll be $6.
$6?
He's like that, too.
But $6.
Now, don't get excited, Mr. Woolley. I don't get the money. It all goes into the Rudy Vallee Seaman's Fund.
The Rudy Vallee Seaman's Fund.
Ah, yes, he's saving up for a yacht.
A very worthy charity. Now, where is Mr. Vallee?
Over there on the porch, saying goodbye to some other guests.
Was everything satisfactory? Did you have a good time? Well, goodbye. Come again.
Methinks there's something rotten in the state of Maine. My host approaches.
Well, Mr. Woolley, welcome to the lodge. Just make yourself at home.
I say, Rudy, do you know what's going on here behind your back? Your chauffeur just charged me $6 for bringing me here from the station.
Ralph, did you charge Mr. Woolley $6 for that ride?
Yeah, sir.
Give him back 60 cents. Mr. Woolley gets a theatrical discount. Ralph, take Mr. Woolley's bags up to his room. By the way, Ralph, which room do you think we should put Mr. Woolley in?
A 350 room until we check his credit.
Just a formality, Mr. Woolley. You realize that we don't get the money. It all goes into the Rudy Vallee Old Age Fund.
Rudy Vallee Old Age Fund?
Well, I'm not getting any younger.
You're not getting any poorer, either. Oh, now, look, Rudy, I've had a long trip. I'm tired and I'm dusty. How do I get up to my room?
Just walk through that turnstile, go up two flights, and turn right at the third apple machine.
Hold on, Valley. I'm not made of money. Who do you think I am, Mickey Rooney? Turnstiles. Turnstiles and apple machines. Seaman's funds, old age funds. 350 rooms, $6 ride.
Don't get upset, Mr. Woolley. Go upstairs and take a nice warm bath.
brother, I ain't got that kind of money.
Look, Mr. Woolley, I don't get the money. It goes into the...
I don't care where it goes. Let me out of here. Let me out of here. And with Rudy's hospitality still ringing in our ears, we close the diary and end our story of Rudy Valley, the vagabond phenomenon. Of course, we've taken quite a few liberties with Rudy's life. In fact, most of it was fiction. But please remember that if we had told the truth, it would have been ghastly.
Till the rafters ring, stand and drink a toast once again. Let every loyal Maine man sing, then drink to all the happy hours. Drink to the careless days. Drink to Maine, our alma mater, the college of our hearts always. To the trees, to the skies, to the spring in its glorious happiness, to the youth, to the fire, to the light that is moving and calling us, to the gods, to the fates, to the rulers of men and their destinies, to the lips, to the eyes, to the girls who will love us someday. Tell the signs to dear old Maine, shout till the rafters ring, stand and drink a toast once again, let every loyal Maine man sing, then drink to all the happy hours, drink to the careless days, drink to Maine, our alma mater, the college of our hearts always.
Ladies, the need is very urgent. Once more, I'm asked to remind you to save used cooking fats. Every drop you turn into your meat dealer is useful. Useful for the insulin and other medicines our fighting men must have. Useful for soap and synthetic rubber and a thousand other products vital to the home front as well as the battlefront. To housewives in the United States, don't forget the red points you get. These red points are more than ever precious now that ration values are higher on meats and butter. 2 red points per pound, plus cash. Plus the good feeling that you're actually contributing toward victory. That's mighty rewarding for simply saving pan grease. Keep it up, won't you? Save and turn in every possible spoonful of used kitchen fat.
Rudy Valley will present another Dream Show for Procter & Gamble next Thursday evening at the same time from Hollywood with Monty Woolley and Irene Ryan. Music for the Dream Show arranged and conducted by Frank Duvall. We'll have Frank Sinatra with us shortly after his Eastern tour. This is Truman Bradley reminding you that no other shampoo, only Dream Shampoo with hair conditioner, leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.